Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Henderson ler av ryktene om Klopp og slåsskamp I garderoben. Velkommen til pausepraten tirsdag 16. februar ved Arve Vassbotten. Etter en dårlig kamprekke I Premier League har Liverpool muligheten til å blåse ny optimisme inn I sesongen I Champions League mot RB Leipzig tirsdag kveld. Da Jordan Henderson møtte pressen før kampen, ville han ikke la manager Jørgen Klopp ta ansvaret for de dårlige resultatene. Han mener Klopp veldig god til å lede laget også I tunge perioder.
Yeah, the manager's really good in situations like this. You know, through adversity, the manager's the one that we listen to the most. He's always there for us as players and he tries to protect us as much as possible, like you probably see in his press conferences. But deep down, we know as players that we take full responsibility and it's down to us to go out on the pitch and change the this tough period that we're going through. Yeah, there's no question marks over how he reacts after games. He actually reacts in probably the total opposite of what people would think and handles situations like that very well. And that's why we just want to go out there and put a performance on for the team, but for him as well. Yeah, it is difficult. You know, when we've set standards that we have for a long period of time, to then lose a few games in a short space of time is not normal for us. So it's something that we need to adapt to very quickly. But I feel as though the lads give everything every time we train, every time we play. And that's what we need to do and get our heads down to try and get out of this situation that we're in. And I feel like once we do come out of it, and hopefully that's sooner rather than later, we'll be a lot stronger as a team for it. You know, I think strength comes from adversity at times and you stick together as a team and get through it. And if we do that, then I'm sure we'll be even stronger come the end.
Kapteinen fikk også spørsmål om ryktene som har oppstått etter helga, både om at Klopp selv skulle ha sagt opp sin stilling, og også om krangel I garderoben mellom Henderson og Andy Robertson.
You know, someone's sitting behind the keyboard making rumors up about the manager or the players in the dressing room doesn't really need me to see anything about it, you know. Not true. I quite like the one where Robbo and Ali were having a fight about something. That made his chuckle a little bit. But apart from that, yeah, I didn't really give it much thought.
Could you maybe just clarify your comment on a rumor and not a?
that was a rumor. I've just enjoyed that rumor. That's all.
Jordan Henderson også den eneste spilleren som igjen fra tiden Peter Gulacsi tilbrakte I Liverpool. Tirsdag kveld vokter ungareren målet på hjemmebane I Budapest. Når Liverpool møter RB Leipzig.
Yeah, of course. On one side, it's a special game for me because I spent 6 years at a very special club. On the other side, there's not many players apart from the one our coach mentioned. Jordan Henderson was the only one I played in Liverpool together, and the whole squad changed since the club went through a lot of changes. So, of course. Yeah, from the name here, from the name side, it's a special game. But on the other side, I don't really know many players anymore from there. But overall, what for me the most important is, you know, that we play a good game.
Julian Nagelsmann, som manager for Leipzig, tror Liverpool vil se på Champions League som en ny mulighet til å vinne en titel, nå som det virker langt opp til førsteplassen I Premier League. Akkurat nå Liverpool nede på sjetteplass I Premier League etter resultatene mandag kveld.
I think the results in the Premier League didn't account for the Champions League. It's a new competition. They just can win a title in the Champions League, and I think they will be 100% focused for the game tomorrow. And we also, and then we try to fight and try to win the game.
Og Klopp har gjort det bra mot Nagelsmann før. Liverpool måtte ut I playoff til Champions League mot Hoffenheim, da de ble ledet av Nagelsmann I 2017. Efter 2-1-seier til Liverpool I Hoffenheim og 4-2 på Anfield var Liverpool tilbake I det gode selskap. Da startet også et fantastisk eventyr som ledde til to finaler på rad. Først skuffelsen mot Real Madrid I Kiev, og så den utrolige veien til Madrid, der Tottenham ble slått og Liverpool tok sin sjette triumf I turneringen. Kostas Mikas en spiller vi har fått sett lite til så langt I Liverpool-trøya, men nå har han blitt kåret til årets spiller I Hellas I 2019-2020-sesongen. Det spillerne I den greske ligaen som har stemt fram Liverpool-forsvareren som årets spiller for innsatsen hans I Olympiakos før overgangen I sommer. Tsimikas kom naturligvis også på årets lag I Hellas. Men I kveld det Liverpool det handler om igjen. Avspark på Puskas Arena klokka 21, og kampen vises på TV2 Sport 1, TV2 Sumo og Viaplay. Du har akkurat lyttet til pausepraten det siste døgnet med Liverpool fra Liverpool Supporterklubb Norge. En nyhetssending som legges ut på alle hverdager. For flere nyheter besøk liverpool.no.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.